Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Shines out like a jewel.
Have you been to County Clare? We're continuing our county by county journey across the country, exploring all 32 counties that make up this beautiful, remarkable little island. So far, we've travelled to Antrim, Armagh and County Cavan, and today we are off to County Clare. Travel content creator Tony Smith, I'm sure many of you will know Tony as Tony's Travels on social media, is with me in studio this afternoon. Tony, how's things?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Good. Lovely to have you with us. We are sending listeners, if they're looking for a last minute staycation, weekend away, or they're planning a holiday in Ireland, we're sending them to Clare today. Where would you send them first of all?
I think there's a couple of main places. Clare as a county is incredible.
That's
like it offers so much.
Yeah.
Like it's a real coastal county, but there's so much to do. I think there's kind of four main places that I recommend, and you'll probably hear me kind of focus my recommendations in around these areas. It'd be Lahinch for kind of surfing and the great vibes there. Kilkee by the sea, as it's known. It's a lovely coastal town. It kind of has so much to offer. It's a real summer feeling down there when you go down there. Ennis is kind of a really traditional Irish town. And then, of course, there's Doolin, which is kind of better known for its access to the Aran Islands and for accessing the Cliffs of Moher.
Probably the one of the most recent hen and stag destinations as well. There's a great, though, social scene in Doolin as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a small town, but it's absolutely thriving. Like, and kind of it started off maybe a bit of a really traditional old school, and it's really come into this kind of like modern kind of coastal town now. So it's great.
What's worth seeing? So if we're telling people they're your kind of four destinations to base yourself out of, where would you recommend they start off first of all?
I think we kind of have to start with the most iconic of them all. Like, and it'd be remiss of me not to say the Cliffs of Moher. Like, it's an iconic landmark. Everyone knows about it. It's very accessible and it's kind of safe, and all the family can take part in it. So I think I'll have to start there. It's absolutely incredible, and you can look at all the photos you want, but when you're standing there in person looking at the cliffs, you'll be in awe.
I haven't been in years, but it's an amazing place. From the Cliffs of Moher, I suppose the burn experience is probably...
Yeah, the burn experience is incredible. Like, I think the burn itself is known for having this karst landscape. It's like this kind of rocky, really interesting landscape you don't really see anywhere else in Ireland. And in this the burn experience, they have, like, you can explore the Alloway Caves, there's a Birds of Prey experience, and again, that's something that's fun for all the family to do, so it's something I definitely recommend checking out.
What is there to do in Kilkee?
Kilkee, outside of enjoying some nice food and beverages in the sun...
I don't ask
and,
that as if there's nothing to do, by the way.
I think the most iconic thing to do in Kilkee is, of course, the Kilkee Cliff Walk. It could be controversial. They're not quite as accessible as the Cliffs of Moher, but they are definitely up there in terms of beauty. They're absolutely incredible.
What else have you got on the agenda?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend heading back to West Clare. It's a part of Ireland that's really, really close to my heart. I used to play my own club GA down there, despite being there from Wexford. But I'd have to say to check out the Bridges of Ross and, of course, Loop Head Lighthouse. They're two absolutely spectacular places, really kind of geographical spectacles.
Yeah, you'd easily do a weekend in Clare. You could spend a week though.
Oh yeah, like it. Yeah,
there's so much going on.
A weekend to just scratch the surface in Clare. Like there's really that much to do. Like, but I definitely would say if you're into hiking, like checking out the highest point in Clare, Mylusa, would definitely be worthwhile. It's more so towards the Killaloe area.
Okay.
Of Clare, but it's
not a place I've been. Killaloe, actually.
An underrated spot again.
Really?
Yeah, it's very much like a borders with Tipperary, if I'm not mistaken. And it's incredible.
Right, accommodation. Where do you recommend we stay?
Yeah, I suppose there's a range of accommodations. Like Clare as itself is quite a relaxed place by nature, and so if you're looking for something maybe a bit more relaxed for accommodation, there's hostels in the likes of Lahinch where you can go base yourself if you want to go surfing out of. But there is loads of mobile homes and camping sites throughout the likes of Milltown, Malbay, Quilty and Kilkee. Now, if you are, I suppose, on the kind of more bougie side of things...
you win the cash machine this afternoon, where would you stay?
If you win the cash machine, you're heading straight to Dromoland Castle. Yeah, it's exactly what it says on the tin. It is that kind of...
On my list.
Yeah, stereotypical, famous kind of Irish castle. And if that's not kind of your buzz, definitely the Armada Hotel in Spanish Point is spectacular.
We stayed only maybe 2 or 3 years ago in self-catering houses in Doolin and in Lahinch before as well. Like, there's great self-catering options across Clare as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just kind of, it's kind of in keeping with Clare's attitude, very relaxed. Yeah. And they're kind of just like giving a range of options. They're not too kind of over the top for really kind of boutique stuff, but I think, the accommodation options are really endless in Clare.
What about dinner, lunch, brunch? Where are we going?
Yeah, I suppose this is my favorite.
This is where
I thrive. Like, there really is endless options. I think Dodie, it's a small cafe in Lahinch, is the best cafe for brunch and for coffee. It's absolutely incredible. For coffees and pastries, then kind of a bit more niche. Yeah, yeah. You're looking for Hugo's in Lahinch also, or Dolly's in Liscannor. They're two great cafes.
There's a fabulous bar in Liscannor. I stayed with friends before down there. They're big into seafood.
Oh,
you can kind of sit outside it. Don't ask me the name of it now, but some of our listeners will tell us.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think I'm not 100% sure. I don't drink myself, but I have actually had great pub food, and it's something that I think Clare do really well.
Yeah.
And it's like a Hickey's Bar in Kilkee, Dirty Nelly's in Bunratty. There's the Long Dock all the way back in Carrigaholt. And then I suppose if you're looking for kind of a more upmarket, Lenan's, which is a lobster bar in Newquay in County Clare, is not to be missed.
Haven't been, but I'll have to add it to my list for next time I'm down there. I ate before, I think it's at Aileen's restaurant around Spanish Armada.
Oh yeah, the hotel itself, Spanish Armada, has absolutely incredible food. I was actually only down there last weekend myself.
Andrea, the texter has got in touch to tell me, Andrea, the pub you're talking about in Liscannor is Vaughan's.
Vaughan's.
So there you go. That's where you get the seafood if you're around Liscannor. Where else are you going to send us in terms of, you know, I suppose the most talked about places if you're looking for something to drink?
Yeah, like I said, I don't drink myself, but I, like I said, I was just down there. The Willie Clancy Festival is actually currently ongoing in Milltown Malbay, and I was down there last weekend myself, and Cleary's in Milltown is like, it is actually based in someone's house.
This is a pub in someone's home.
So if there's washing detergent, there's washing machines, a dryer, and then you kind of look slightly left and there's a bar serving alcohol. So to see the people playing all the instruments, traditional Irish music down there this week, it really is beautiful to see.
Listener not happy with you, Tony. They say that, I would say the cliffs of Kilkee far surpass the cliffs of Moher, and they're much more accessible, says this listener. You should try out the Diamond Rocks Cafe. They even do weddings there as well. You can have a hot tub and sauna, swim in Paula Coles, and Kilkee is the top place of Clare, says this listener.
I don't disagree. I was in that Diamond Rock Cafe, and it has beautiful windows giving you a panoramic view all over the polypole. So that's a listener with taste.
If you're the kind of person who wants to become a travel blogger or influencer, where's the most Instagrammable spots and the secret locations you don't want people to know about?
Yeah, I think, like I said, like the Cliffs of Moher are synonymous with Clare, so it would be remiss of me not to mention them again here. The most Instagrammable spot would probably be the Cliffs of Moher. There's great views, but I suppose a more lesser-known spot would be a place known as Paul Boy Lookout. It gives you a view of the Cliffs of Moher. It's definitely not well known, and here I am on the radio giving this kind of information out for free.
And the locals will be raging with you now for doing that, because you'll be sending them, sending all of the travel influencers down for pictures and Instagram videos.
No doubt, I won't be welcome back into Clare ever again.
No harm. What's your summer song to end us this Friday afternoon?
I'm going to go for LCD Sound System's All My Friends.
Good stuff. Listen, Tony, thanks a million for dropping in to give us your hidden gems of County Clare. That is travel content creator Tony Smith, who you can find on social media as Tony Travels. Thanks so much, Tony, for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.